Hi, good morning. Stella speaking.
Hi, good morning. My name is Guillermina Alvarado. I just want to check for information on my mother-in-law, if I would be able to care give for her, and
Sure.
what do we need?
Got it. Does your mother-in-law have Medicaid?
Well, I she has she only gets a check of Social Security.
Got it, but
I
is she
really
under the
don't.
Medicaid program or you don't know?
I really don't know. I think she has the government insurance.
Got it. So I'll need to check it because it's a Medicaid funded agency. And then which county does she reside?
In Berks,
In Berks
Pennsylvania.
County? Okay, so that's a county we service. So what we'll need to do is we'll need to get her approved for home care services under the Medicaid program. Like they'll need to come down and do an assessment. See how many hours she can be approved. And then we're going to sign you up as a legal caregiver for her. So once we get approval of hours, then you'll be able to start working that amount of hours.
Okay. Right
In
now
order
she
to
has.
start, I'll just need her basic information. So I'll assign a specialist to her case, and the specialist will help you with everything.
Okay. Because I'm gonna, her daughter, we're just looking for agencies that could, because she wants, they want the family to care for her because she has dementia and Alzheimer's.
Got it. Yeah, so we do family members. Like, you can bring your own aid.
Okay. So when would it be good to give you a call? Because I'm going to her house like in a half an hour. So we
You have me
can.
maybe just her name and date of birth, then I can just check it up right now.
Okay. Carmen Delia Romero.
One second. I'll need the spelling of it, but give me 2 minutes. Just want to open the Medicaid portal. Okay, how do I spell her first name?
Carmen.
It's Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen Delia.
And how to spell the last name?
Romero, Romero.
Romero.
E-R-O.
Okay, got it. And what's her date of birth?
24 of March. Oh my God. She's 74.
March 24, and she's 74, turning 75 right now?
In March, yeah.
Yeah? Give me a minute, I'll check the year, what it is. It's most probably 1951. Let me see. /324/1951. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. It doesn't come up. It's Carmen Romero and 3/24/1951, I guess is her date of birth, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's 7484. I think it's something around there.
Got it. So it doesn't come up on Medicaid. Most probably she doesn't have Medicaid. But if she stands eligible, like we can sign her up. Does she own a home or something like that?
No.
She doesn't own a home, no assets. And what's her monthly income? You said she's just making the check, right?
Yeah, she only got food stamps and I think 150 in social.
Got it. So she sounds eligible for Medicaid. We'll just need to have a specialist help her get her approved for Medicaid. Do you have me her exact address so I can put it in for the specialist?
Right now, I can't give because I don't have
No problem.
her
When do
daughter's
you want to call
address.
me back?
So yeah, that's what I was asking to call you back when she's there because they only talk Spanish and I talk English.
I need like the
So
address where she will reside in. So let me put in your number for her and I'll just wait for your call. What time approximately?
can you repeat that?
What time will you call me approximately?
Like around 11?
Got it. Maybe do you take down my direct line so you can call me directly?
Yes, let me get a pen and a piece of paper.
Do you want, maybe I should text it to you?
I'm getting the pen.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay. Can you give me the number now?
Sure. It's 267.
267.
551.
551.
7406.
And your name?
My name is Stella.
Bella?
Stella with an F.
Yes. Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're all set for now. Just give me a call and we'll take it from there. Okay?
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.